Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the untamed chef for Agnet West. And we are cooking up a storm here in my kitchen at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. And this week, it's all about pears. Now, I'm going to show you how to pair things together with one another, how to make some unique pear savory dishes as well as pear desserts. Without further ado, let's get started. This is my recipe for pear and blue sage crostini with a little bit of shaved thick cut bacon. It has a very, very great flavor. This is wonderful for the holiday parties coming up and Thanksgiving and Christmas and even Halloween. But more importantly, it really helps to showcase the pear as something more than just this back kind of fruit that takes second place to apples. And we all know that's true. Everybody thinks right away, I'll eat a pear if there's no apples. But we're going to make pear the star. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need are two pears, and I'm going to take these two pears, we're going to core them, we're going to slice them really, really thin. Now, they don't have to be very paper thin, but I want them thin because they're going to accent as flavor for the dish that we're creating. I'm going to carefully take those thin pears, and I'm going to put them on top of some sliced bolillo crostinis. Now, bolillo bread is a Mexican-style bread. It's almost like Mexican equivalent to a French loaf or a baguette. We're going to take those Mexican crostinis, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to put our pears right over the top of them. We're going to put them in a nice shingle, which means one on top of the other, laid across. I'm going to go ahead and take two sage leaves. And with these sage leaves, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to cut them up really small. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to fry them if I can. If you don't have access to a fryer, don't worry about it. Sage is still really good, but make sure you give it a good rinse before you put any raw sage on top of this. But the oven will take care of it and do the trick for us. Next I'm going to do is I'm going to take some already cooked bacon. And if it's not already cooked, you want to make sure to at least cook it to where it's not raw. Then you can put it right on top. This is very, very important because we're going to put a little bit of cayenne pepper. And I do cayenne always to taste because everybody has a different preference on how much cayenne. Remember, cayenne is spicy, so it is going to hurt a little bit. And then we're going to put some brown sugar over the top as well to taste. And lastly, what I'm going to do is get some gorgonzola blue cheese. We're going to put that over the top. Put that in the oven, 425 degrees. I'd say for approximately a good maybe 5 to 6 minutes. And enjoy. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.